Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Again, for a special edition for the CX World Game 2024. And today I'm super thrilled because I'm with Jess Noble. Hi, Jess, how are you?
I am wonderful and so excited to be spending time with you. It's been a while.
That's great. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your contribution to the CX World Game. Let's just start. Jess, could you please introduce yourself?
Happily. So Jessica Noble, I in management consulting, specifically customer experience consulting, and have been doing that for about 15, 20 years. And before that, ran large scale program transformations for Nationwide.
Thank you very much for this short introduction. And let's really kick off the game, not the war games, but this discussion. What's your role in these games and what motivated you to join?
Ooh. I have a long history, and so does my family, in working with nonprofits. My brother currently lives in Hong Kong with his family, and they work for an NGO. And so it's just very close to my heart. When I heard about this idea to have the World Games focused on helping nonprofits, charities, it called my name so loud, and I've been thrilled to be involved.
That's really great. What's your role?
I am a judge.
And if I understood well, you already are reviewing challenge number one. What's the quality? I'm not asking who will win because we are all winners in this case, but how is the quality of these entries?
So I started last night and I got through two of the entries out of the four. And I mentioned to you just before, I got choked up reading them, and I get chills even thinking about them, which could sound a little bit dramatic, but they are so practical and actionable that I can visualize an organization actually implementing these changes and it really helping them. And to me, that is, like you said, everybody's a winner, and just the quality is outstanding.
That's incredible. Super happy, and also great job to all the teams working on challenge number one, because they are already working on challenge number two. What do you like the most about the games?
Selfishly, I like being exposed to other people's great ideas. So that would be one piece. And two, I love reconnecting with all of the global customer experience people that I've met over the years. And it's such a fun time to reconnect and to work on something that is for the greater good.
Oh, that's really great. And it's something that I can empathize. It's really great also having this discussion together with you. It's incredible. It's a great opportunity. And we have also time to spend quality time together.
Yeah.
How do these events like the Customer Experience War Games contribute to the global CX community?
I'm going to start with a little bit of a story or some background. When I stepped into the customer experience community in January of 2015, the person who introduced me to the community said, Jessica, you will like this community. They're different than any other community. And I kind of probably rolled my eyes a little bit because I don't tend to be a joiner. And so I was thinking, oh, okay, all right, I'll check it out. And I look back and think about all of the relationships I've made and how much I've learned from other people. And it has been tremendous. So what I believe the games does is gives everybody more opportunities to join the customer experience community, but not just locally. And so we're not in an echo chamber of, for example, I live in the United States. It's not just an echo chamber of what we're doing and how we're tackling it in the United States. We get to meet people and build community and get ideas from everywhere. I mean, just, I don't know how many countries we have represented this year, but I know it's a lot.
I fully agree with you. And in addition, it's incredible. Still in contact with the colleagues working on the CX World Game 2020 or 2021. And we are still exchanging messages. It's incredible. It's
awesome.
Really starting some CX friendship that I am still cultivating. It's incredible.
I love that.
What's your wish or your hope for the future of the games?
Probably a couple of things. One, just that more people are aware of it, so they have the opportunity to participate. But especially for young people who are thinking about getting into customer experience, because one thing about the customer experience community is you meet, I believe, a disproportionate amount of people who want to give back and are somewhat altruistic. And that doesn't work in the business world. It's not altruistic. It's about the bottom line. And in the CX World Games, it's not entirely altruistic because you have to be practical, but you get to do something that is creative and you know is going to make a difference in something that is very meaningful and not about specifically the bottom line. And that, I think, is so exciting. So the more young people that can join, participate, and participate in a global community, especially with world events the way they are in some countries becoming much more inward focused, it's a great opportunity to kind of stay away from that, avoid entirely focusing, you know, in the local and staying global minded.
Thank you very much. And now we are coming to the end of the discussion of this game, but I still have three questions for you. And these are, please, one word answers. I know it's difficult.
Okay.
If you could describe your customer experience war game experience in one word, what would it be?
Creativity.
If you could describe the customer experience war game community in one word, what would it be?
Global, and I'm cheating, brilliant.
Accepted. Are you planning to participate in the customer experience board game again next year or in the next years?
If they'll have me, I'll be there.
Oh, that's great. And based on the fact that you are a judge, I leave the last words to you to motivate all the participants to work on the next challenges. And therefore, the stage is yours.
I'll just keep it short, but the last two times I've judged, two of the organizations were very close to my heart. And I know the difference that the ideas that the team submitted made. I hear it from my friend in Rwanda. I hear it from my brother in Hong Kong. So as you're putting in hours with your team that spans the globe, know that it is going to make a real difference in people's lives, in that organization, and the people that they serve. And if the other two submittals that I haven't looked at yet are as good as the first two, all of them will contribute to the organization's improvement. It won't just be the one that is designated the winner.
Jessica, thank you very much for your time. Thank you to all the participants, and in particular, thank you to Christopher and the Customer Experience War Game organization for the great thing that they are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.